Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Or, you know, feel good about your morning ice cream. We've had people do ice in the morning and morning ice cream, and then they walk back. And I'm like, wow, I mean, we have that for you. Let's go.
That's awesome.
I heard that you can get booze added to the shaved ices, too.
Oh, absolutely. I recommend it.
I recommend it, too.
Yeah, it's really special because I've had the opportunity to work very early in the morning and very late out there.
No sleep for you.
See what I do, order the vegetarian option and throw some meat on it.
That's what we do too.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. The show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download, and then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guest is Lee Aquino, the executive chef of 5 downtown St. Petersburg eateries.
Chef Lee heads up 3 of the new places at the pier and 2 in one location on Beach Drive.
After Lee, we stroll over to Greenstock, our favorite salad place for lunch.
We have a great show, so stick around.
Hey, Lori, have you ever been to Noble Crust?
I have.
What do you like there?
Pork belly, pimento cheese, and fried green tomatoes are my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I love that one, too. They actually call it the FGBLT. It's fried green tomatoes, pork belly glazed with a Tabasco honey sauce and pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first item on the menu, so you can't miss it. And I think they should actually call it the OMG.
Yeah, you've said that before. The chicken marsala is really good, too. It has chicken and chicken sausage, crimini mushrooms, and 4 cheese grits. It's so delicious.
I love that they mix classics from the American Deep South and Italy. Noble Crust is famous for their fried chicken.
I love it.
Yeah, and the eggplant parmesan is out of this world. When we do a best eggplant parm list, it'll definitely be on there.
Yes, it will.
Speaking of lists, Noble Crust made 6 of them recently. Best Italian, Best Casual Dining, Best Pizza, Best Bloody Marys, Best Meatballs, and, believe it or not, Best Salads.
Ooh, can I tell you another one of my favorite items?
Yeah.
The spaghetti and meatballs. It's
oh,
so good.
Man, you're not kidding. You know what? They have a brunch on Saturdays and Sundays starting at 10:30, which I love. And the deviled eggs are to die for.
Let's go to Noble Crust right now.
I'm in. Let's do it. One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. Engine No. 9. Can you get me back on Today, we have with us the executive chef from the new St. Pete Pier's featured and most upscale restaurant, Teak, and he heads up a few others that we'll talk about. Please welcome Chef Lee Aquino.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Welcome.
Good, man. You are such a chef because, you know, we are currently, since we're doing this remotely, you know, so you get a link that I email you and we both kind of go into like a recording room online and you sent me a text saying, okay, I'm in, like a half hour early.
And no one does that.
Yeah.
And then, props to you.
And then I said, well, if you want to start early, I can be in like 3 minutes. And you said, heard. Yeah. It's like such a chef.
Yeah, you know, if you're not early, you're late in my world. So that's
yeah. I like that. Oh, yeah. So previously, you were on a little over a year ago. It was August 20th, 2019. That's episode 51. Okay. So we got the full story on your background then. So people should go seek out that episode if you haven't heard it or don't remember it. And a few of the things we learned about you the first time is that you became a chef in Jacksonville. You worked at different country clubs and hotels. You are originally from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, do you know the Golden Spoon Awards?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the guy who does that, Chris Sherman, he was on the show about 3-4 weeks ago, and he said,
I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio. So that makes me like most Floridians. I'm from Ohio.
Right. I've been finding that out lately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We find our way down here. You know, that's okay.
He did a good delivery on that. So we also learned that you work well with a lot of things going on and a lot of pieces up in the air, which is good because you went from being in charge of 2 eateries to being in charge of 5.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So yeah, we also have our ballroom facility at the Birchwood as well. So
right.
Make that 6.
Yeah.
Not to throw another one in there, but yeah, we get people married around here. It's cool.
Yeah. So when COVID started, they were still building the pier. And so let's talk a little bit about your first, I guess, 2-in-1 locations in St. Pete, which would be at the Boutique Hotel on the 300 block of Beach Drive, the Birchwood, mm-hmm. which contains the Birch and Vine and the Canopy.
Yes. So the whole property is known as the Birchwood. We're just going to call the Birchwood the mothership of both properties, if you will. Birchwood, we have obviously the Birch and Vine restaurant. And we have 18 rooms of boutique hotel experience. Mm-hmm. And we also have a banquet facility for about 250, 300 people. And then we also have our Canopy, which is a rooftop cocktail lounge.
Fabulous views.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Until Peak was built, and then it's the second best view.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. And the Birchwood opened in May 2013. You started there in April 2018. And I'm just going to, this is my opinion here, but, and it's a compliment, you got it back to its former glory.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. We really loved it when it first opened with the original chef. And then he left and they kind of were having some trouble finding their way. And
Floundering about.
They finally found you.
That was the original date night for you too.
It was. That's a good memory. I forgot that. So, and then in September 2019, we did a new review. So if anybody listening wants to see that, go to stpetersburgfoodies.com. Just search Birch and Vine. And we got lunch, dinner, and brunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the stuff I checked, I think there's only like maybe out of like, I don't know, 7 or 8 things we review, there might be 1 or 2 that are not currently on the menu.
Right.
So Lee, how would you describe your style and philosophy of cooking?
Oh, style and philosophy, you know, honesty, first and foremost, surrounding yourself with the right individuals that obviously have that honesty, which really you can taste. You can actually taste that, which is awesome. And just putting approachable things on a plate, but, you know, with a twist as well, trying to identify with your market is very important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, totally. You are an expert at putting inventive twists onto things while still keeping them approachable.
Yes. So how did you guys adapt once COVID hit? Because everyone's had to, you know, flounder about and figure out what they're doing. What happened?
You know, with when COVID hit, it wasn't easy for anybody. We held as many people on as we could, but it made us diversify. We really didn't do the to-go stuff, you know, mm-hmm. apps and what have you. So we went down that rabbit hole and started going with it. And we got a good response, which was great because, you know, we weren't doing totally fancy stuff in a to-go box, but more approachable and reasonable. And having that being the location, people could just walk up, because that was the only thing you could do was just get outside at that time. So you could walk up and grab a cocktail and something to eat and get it to go. And then we actually did for a short term, this little bodega outside where I put equipment out there. So you could actually see the bottles, you could see the food, and it was just a quicker grab and go. And we did some signage and, you know, we really just tried to get the juices rolling on, you know, all the opportunities that were taken from us. Well, you have to make opportunities from that as well. So
absolutely. It's been really interesting and fun to watch how everyone adapted to it. I mean, fun, but you know what I mean. It's been interesting to watch everyone adapt, and we've been completely amazed by how well everyone has done with that. And I know that you didn't bring in, you know, what you were expecting over tourist season, but at least you were able to salvage something, I hope.
Absolutely. You know, it made us dive into different sectors that we weren't used to, and it gave us time to you know, really take a step back and re-identify with what we were doing before all this hit and how we wanted to obviously reopen with a certain idea. So,
and did you have any supply shortages or price increases?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what's the price? Ask me tomorrow.
What's the menu today? All right, well, let's start. Pen and paper, and let's see who's delivering and what we can do. Because, I mean, you know, the point is to make that value in that to-go box. And, you know, a lot of times I get the to-go food and Uber Eats, and then you order it, and you're really hungry, and you're excited, and then you get it, and you're like, and I was like, I don't care what the specs are, what the cost was, fill that damn box up so these people feel valued towards, you know, their to-go experience that we've never really dealt with before. So
Right.
Now, are you still doing that now?
No, we took them all offline. And I mean, you can still order through the telephone by calling, but it's just not a spot where people think to get to-go food. So
So you guys are doing dine-in with the full menu now?
Yes, we are.
Cool. Awesome. Seafood, steaks. There's really something for everyone on there.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully so. Approachable and, you know, with our twist on it. That's what I'm aiming for.
And is the canopy open now?
Yes, the canopy is open. You know, with the beautiful days that we've had, and then you have the rainy days, that's fine. My other kitchen is up and running, and, you know, with the limited capacities, it's not unheard of that we'll go on a wait at like 8 o'clock at night, but you know, we're up there, we're counting, we're making sure people are rotating in and out, and we're trying to be
all the proper precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every day is different. You kind of have to pay attention to the news because, you know, there's all types of valuable information on there that we don't want to miss. So
exactly.
Right. And the thing with the canopy is you guys always did head counts anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had a certain...
Well, they had much higher head counts in the back.
Yeah, we had more of a revolving head count, let's just say. You know, where they go up there, they weren't just up there for the view and snap a picture. Well, you know, we have food, we have awesome cocktails, and, you know, why not stay for a couple then? You know, that's okay.
Right.
Totally. And with all this going on, you're trying to open, at the time, 3 new locations on the pier.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Crazy. Yeah. There's the Driftwood Cafe, Teak, and Pier Tiki. And we're going to get into details on those right after this word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Ramen is the ultimate comfort food, and Buya Ramen on the 900 block of Central Avenue is my go-to. It's so freaking good. The broth is like a silky blanket to warm up your mouth, and the hearty proteins, or just mushrooms for vegetarians, it'll have you saying, "Ooh, mommy, the umami is making my eyes roll back in my head." My favorites are the pork belly and the short rib. Mmm. And then there's the noodles. O-M-G. Go get the best ramen in St. Pete at Buya Ramen at 911 Central Avenue in the Edge District of downtown St. Pete.
Do ya, Buya? Hey foodies, do you know about the Zest podcast? If you're listening to us, you should be listening to them too.
They're part of the Tampa NPR station WUSF 89.7. On the Zest, you'll learn new recipes, baking tips, and barbecue secrets. You'll hear about what's ripe, what's growing, and what's in season.
The Zest podcast is hosted by Robin Sussingham, an award-winning reporter and producer who's also an avid home cook and baker. Robin's a native Floridian and has been searching out flavors and the fascinating stories behind them from Key West to Pensacola.
Learning to care for a sourdough starter and learning to bake sourdough breads really speaks to people in a very deep way. It's part of our collective history, and we're getting back to our roots and our self-sufficiency.
Just like us, the Zest podcast does interviews with chefs and restaurateurs and talks about food and recipes covering the Tampa Bay area and throughout Florida.
It's what we listen to when we're not doing our own show. Check out the Zest podcast at thezestpodcast.com.
We are back! We are back!
We are back with executive chef Lee Aquino, and we are going to talk about the three new locations at the new pier, which is the Driftwood Cafe, Teak, and Pier Tiki. And I thought we'd start from the bottom floor and work our way up. But first, let me ask, Lee, I remember when the pier first opened, you had to buy tickets to get onto the pier. Is that still the case?
No. That was just about the first week or so. And I think that was just the city trying to figure out how to handle herding cattle, so to speak, how to regulate that. And they had some really cool practices they shared with me, and they took some measures, which was really interesting. So they took it seriously.
Good. So the Driftwood Cafe is the most casual on the ground floor. And nice thing that I like, it opens at 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Best view in town when the sun is rising, let me tell you.
Yeah. And so it's set up for grab and go, but there's also outdoor cafe style dining. Mm-hmm. And there's something for everyone there, really, too. There's some of the offerings are avocado toast, egg sandwiches, that would be me, croissants, smoothies, breakfast pizza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. House-made ice cream. And how about a brie and prosciutto pizza?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's the only spot on the pier that does breakfast as well. So
nice.
Yeah. If you want to make that destination all the way out there, you work up a little bit of hunger because you've been working out. Then, you know, that's the way to do it right there.
Yeah. It's a nice walk there. Grab a bite, walk home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do it walking. Then you don't feel guilty if you eat stuff you weren't supposed to.
Oh, yeah. So there's, or, you know, feel good about your morning ice cream. We've had people do night in the morning and morning ice cream, and then they walk back and I'm like, wow, I mean, we have that for you. Let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there's a nice big tilted lawn, which is great for picnicking. And you guys also offer picnic baskets.
Yes, we do. We do like a little charcuterie cheese and paired with a bottle of wine and nice. This little basket. And like today, the weather is like fall. So it's,
yeah,
it's finally cool. Like today is the day that I would picture people out there doing that. And, you know, whether you have, you know, butts in the grass or, you know, dogs around or whatever. That's the day to do it. So,
and I heard that you can get booze added to the shaved ices too.
Oh, absolutely. I recommend it.
I recommend it too. Yeah. There's a key lime shaved ice I saw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's many, many flavors. And, we have a little topper offers for that. That's, a version of what I do, at the Birch and Vine Bar. We have like the boozy lemonade, the adult slushy.
So cool.
Kind of like the same difference, but we do it across the street as well. So,
nice.
Yeah, you know, and we mentioned, you know, you can catch the sunrise, which is great, but you can also catch the sunset. That's the cool thing about the pier. And Driftwood Cafe is open until 9 most days and 10 on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's really special because I've had the opportunity to work very early in the morning and very late out there.
Yeah, no sleep for you.
Sometimes in the same day. And that's one of the advantages that property has on the other property at the Birchwood is looking back at the city and then seeing it turn on and then seeing it turn on. It's really, really
cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I did. I saw you posting really early and I'm like, wow, man, he's really at work early. And because at the time I didn't realize that Driftwood opened at 7 a.m.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, if you're not early, you're late, but I didn't understand how that meant when we moved in. So.
And then Teak is on the second floor, and that's the most upscale dining concept on the entire pier.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular views of both downtown St. Pete and Tampa Bay. And there's not a bad seat in the house there.
And not to mention the interior is just beautiful. It just feels luscious and, oh, it's a lovely, lovely place.
Yeah, it's elegant mm-hmm. with a nautical theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chairs are amazing. We always get compliments on the seating, and there's really not a bad view of Peak Restaurant. I mean, we have, you look at the city, you can look out at the bay or in between and see the storms coming in. I mean, it is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's mostly indoor seating, but there is a small outdoor area near the back by the wraparound bar that faces the water. Mm-hmm. You can even see dolphins swimming and jumping.
It all faces the water. You mean faces Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay, that side. Yeah. Yeah. Not facing the skyline.
360 out there. It is like a maze for us. But yeah, for you guys, it's a view at every which angle, which is great.
Yeah. And we also have a review of Teak on stpetersburgfoodies.com. And there's kind of something here for everyone too. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. There's vegetarian, steak, seafood, tacos, pasta, sandwiches, burgers. And we went, you were kind enough to invite us for friends and family. And we had the shucked oyster, Spanish chorizo and white bean chili mm-hmm. was awesome. We also had the crab cake and the fried calamari, the short rib. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It was all delicious.
Yeah, we have to be approachable over there. It has to be for everybody. It wasn't just like opening a restaurant. It was opening a destination and multiple revenue centers of a restaurant. So, you know, with the decor and everything is phenomenal. And we needed the food to be phenomenal, but yet approachable from anybody from Wisconsin to California that had to be able to, you know, kind of taste the view, so to speak. So
right.
Even Ohio.
Even Ohio. And they know what a crab cake is up there.
Yes.
So I marked a couple of things that I need to try in the future.
Very
the
good.
Tuna tartare.
Yes. Very popular.
How about lobster ravioli?
Oh,
I'm saying yes.
Yes.
Very good. We have another lobster item on there that I'm pretty fancy of. It's called the laid back lobster. And that's
oh, cool. What's that?
Yeah. What is that?
We're taking about a pound and a half main lobster, and we're cutting it down horizontally. So you have two open cavities. We throw it in the grill, and then we saute with a little bit of what you would find at like a low country boil, and we stuff it back in the lobster shell. And back to you. So shucked corn, potatoes, andouille sausage. It's been pretty awesome, pretty popular with that one.
That is right up my alley.
There we go. Absolutely.
I'm salivating over here.
How do you come up with that stuff?
Just knowing that, you know, it's going to be a heavily seafood-oriented concept. And then knowing where my market is and my individuals that are going to be coming there, our guests, our customers. And sure, if they want to do, you know, the red lobster thing, then we can do that for them too. Where, you know, the drawn butter and what have you. But just having the idea of we're going to do a lobster entree and okay, so what do we want to do? What do people identify with? Well, you know, they probably identify with low country boils, but not using lobster. So the other crustacean.
Right.
So we try to just make that a little bit, you know, approachable, but yet upscale for that item only. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the stuff you do, Lee, what you just made me realize is, you know, obviously being a chef, there are a lot of skills you need to have. But when it comes down to it, you're really an artist.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're an artist with food.
Absolutely. You need to be a balanced artist, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Not right. A lot of artists are balanced.
Very true. Yeah,
right. As long as we're talking about lobster, there's also a surf and turf burger.
Yeah. It's one of the favorites. We ran that actually at the Birch and Vine a couple of years ago when it was Burger Week. And we didn't know if it was going to be popular or not. I mean, you know, and then one Saturday night, we ended up selling like 37 of them.
Wow.
Like, my God. So that took off. And that was just a concept that we were running for the future. And, you know, that was going to be for Teak across the street. So
mm-hmm.
it worked.
That's cool.
Well. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're not normally dessert people, but we were told, no, you have to have the pecan pie bread pudding. And that's like two of the best desserts ever combined into one.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's just when both of best worlds just combine right there on a plate for you. And then you have people that I can identify from both different ones. So it's good.
Right. Yeah, I grew up eating pecan pie, and Kevin grew up eating bread pudding. It was like the collision of worlds. It was perfect.
Well, then I subliminally made it for you guys then.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
And then we have Pier Tiki is the rooftop bar with a 360-degree views of Tampa Bay and the downtown St. Pete skyline. And there's a focus on rum drinks, frozen drinks. There's our twist on tiki drinks. And a cool thing is you can rent tiki huts that offer seating for up to 6 guests. 2 more people can come in if they want to stand. Similar to the canopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our version of our canopy cabanas over there, except for, you know, it makes sense. They're tiki huts. So
what does it cost to rent them?
I do know.
That's, he's not in charge of that.
Oh, sorry.
I know a guy that can figure that out for you.
I just thought, in case our listeners were wondering.
Sure, we have an event team, and if they would like to know, you can call over to the Birchwood over there, 727-896-1080, and we set them up all the time. Like today, we just have a pop-up up on the Pier Tiki roof, and we're going to be hosting them, and they just booked this morning at like 9 a.m., and we're excited. Cool. And yeah, it's a good day to be doing it. So
yeah, the weather's starting to get nice.
Beautiful.
Now.
Yes, it is.
We actually, a few years back, we rented one of the canopies for 4th of July fireworks.
We had the canopy.
Yeah, we had the one at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Best seat in the house for that. So that's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I'm
excited. So yeah, with all the festive type of cocktails you have up there, tiki related, there is also a Bar Bites menu, which has some of the stuff from the other menus. Like the Peter's Burger is on both Teak and Pier Tiki. But there's some of the things that you'll be looking for. Wings, fish tacos, fish spread, you peel them shrimp, and it goes on and on. There's empanadas. Oh, there's a black bean burger, too. That's one of the vegetarian things that's on both menus.
Yeah, nice. Very popular. Very popular.
There's a vegetarian flatbread, too.
Very nice.
For our 3 vegetarian listeners.
That's right.
Honey, there's a lot more than that out there. Well,
if there is, let me know who you are. Right. Do a head count.
Do what I do. Order the vegetarian option and throw some meat on it.
That's what we do, too.
You just leave the front of the house when I do that at other places. Their taste just drops, and I'm like, nope. I do that all the time. I love that.
Yeah, that's why awesome. Not? Yeah. So I do have a quick question. I know that there are people out there that are concerned about the walking distance. And is there a tram that runs right up to the entrance, or how does it work out there?
Sure. Yeah. Once you get down to the pier, however you get down there, there is a system of tram that run. I'm not sure how many there are, but there's multiple ones and there's different lengths, and they're also abiding by the social distancing and how many that they can have at one time. But it is worth the ride. Let me tell you, me working out there and going to both properties all day. Sometimes I'm gonna take the tram if I can. You know?
Yeah, right. Of course. So there's a parking lot right where Doc Ford's is. That's the closest one to the pier, and then you can take the tram from there right up to the pretty much main entrance where Driftwood is. Right.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Drop your truck right back around there, and we'll pick you up and take you all the way back to the mainland.
Great. Great.
And the 3 new locations online on Facebook can be found. It's at Teak St. Pete, T-E-A-K St. Pete, Pier Tiki St. Pete, and Tiki has a special spelling, so it matches like Teak, T-E-A-K, so it's Pier T-E-A-K-I St. Pete. And then, of course, at Driftwood Cafe St. Pete. Lee Aquino, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Kevin, Lori, always a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you guys out and about in the near future.
Yes, we will.
It will be soon.
It will be. St. Pete is all about local, and this year we celebrate a local legend's 25th anniversary. Roland Oates Market and Cafe was founded in July of 94 by Bert Swain and Larry Schwartz. From the beginning, Roland Oates has made a commitment to provide St. Pete customers with the finest quality organic whole foods, nutritional supplements, and body care products at the most reasonable prices possible. And now they have a South Tampa location too. We go there for many items, but they are the only place that we go to buy our raw probiotics and other supplements. They have the best organic whole food selection in town, and on the flip side of that, they also offer a fantastic selection of wines and an unparalleled selection of local craft beer. Rolling Oats has a cafe open daily, which offers delicious sandwiches, burgers, soups, salads, bowls, wraps, entrees, and fresh-made smoothies, along with a variety of prepared and packaged take-home meals located in the market itself. Do you pride yourself with supporting local businesses? Well, put your money where your mouth is and get on into Rolling Oats today.
Rolling Oats St. Pete is located at 2842 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street North. And in South Tampa, you'll find them at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. Check them out on the web at rollingoats.com.
That's rollinoats.com. And Rolling Oats offers online ordering with curbside pickup.
I've been on a special diet called the Every Day is a Cheat Day diet.
Yeah.
Which is not actually a diet. And I'm not even going to say how much weight I gained. Not me. I'm not doing it.
Hey, hey, hey! It's Fun Hour!
But you started a diet last week, and now I'm finally with you. So I'm on a diet now, too. And which is all the more reason to have the best, most healthiest salads in downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And correct. Speaking of salads, this segment is sponsored by Greenstock, which is a chef-driven, ingredient-focused salad and wraps fast casual eatery right in the heart of downtown St. Pete. Everything is fresh. Nothing comes out of a can. You can see all the ingredients right in the case, actually.
Yep, you certainly can.
And they look very fresh. You can see the bright yellow ears of corn and the plump red Roma tomatoes. And Greenstock is what's for lunch today.
It is.
What'd you get, Lori?
Well, as you mentioned, I packed on the COVID pounds, too.
Yeah.
I decided I was disgusted with myself, and it was time to go on a diet. So I chose Weight Watcher. So Monday, the 14th, I think it was?
Yes.
Monday the 14th, I signed up for Weight Watchers. And Weight Watchers makes it really simple. You can just kind of type in whatever, and just a plain salad, like a side salad, is 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
And but since I'm building my own, I had to like kind of look up what everything was to make sure that there were 0 points.
Yeah.
So what I chose today was romaine and spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, pickled red onions, watermelon radish, jicama, wasabi peas, and the only thing that was 1 point for me was I had to add the fantastic tuna salad they have there. It's just so fresh. Fresh tuna, fresh white tuna. It's just delicious.
Wow.
Delicious.
It's only 1 point. That's cool.
There's another point with the, I got just the olive oil and red wine. So the olive oil is also another point. So just 2 points for the salad. And I get 30 a day, so that's pretty darn good for lunch.
Cool. Yeah, so that one's called the Lori Special No. 7.
Yeah, exactly.
I got one of the, as usual, you always make your, you design your own. And I'm still just picking menu items. And I went with, if you look at it on the menu, it looks like it's named Blat.
Right.
B-L-A-T, which is basically a BLT with avocado. That's right. The theme. And that has romaine, spinach, arugula, bacon, avocado, tomatoes, pickled red onion, croutons, and house-made ranch. And I added the tuna as well.
Not sure where the bacon, the ranch, and the croutons fit on your diet, but at least it's healthier eating.
Yeah. They're really good. And I actually love this.
Yeah, you kept saying over and over as you were eating it.
I know.
This is like so good. This is so, probably because of the bacon.
Bacon wins all the time. But I mean, that tuna is amazing, as you said, we said before.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just everything, it just seems like this one is, all these ingredients are just in perfect harmony.
They are. I've had that one before and I agree with you.
You have these, high notes and low notes, and it's just so good. So check out Greenstock. They are on the 400 block of Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. And they are now, as of last week, open for dine-in for the first time since March. And they have also extended their hours. They used to close at 3, but now their hours are 10:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And you can still order on the website as well for pickup, and that is eatatgreenstock.com.
This is Chris Walker, and you're listening to St.
New on the website, we have a review of a new place that's been getting a lot of action on social media and people texting us about it. It's Urban Stillhouse by Horse Soldier Bourbon. They are on the south side in the Deuces area, and it's a huge 16,000 square foot dining and event space with a bourbon tasting room. The food is New American with a Southern twist, and you can find that review on stpetersburgfoodies.com. Next week on the show, we'll be talking to local actor and comedian Ward Smith. If you'd like to send us fan mail, hate mail, or if you have any requests for interviews or restaurant reviews, just send an email to info@stpetersburgfoodies.com.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Lee Aquino.
Thanks to Greenstock for lunch.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Rollin' Oats,
The Zest Podcast,
Noble Crust,
Booyah Ramen,
and Engine Number 9. Our announcer is Candice Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show, and remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
Easy!